Oh, I guess I better go in, for it's getting cold and clammy out here. Yes, I know, Mephisto. I got to go upstairs to tend my light, I know. Oh, it was an exciting time after all. I feel fine now. Oh. You know, I heard a lot about them coast guards. I guess they knows what they're doing, but give me the old-fashioned way. Drive a harpoon deep down into the whale. Oh, but I shouldn't talk that way about poor Trubet, 'cause I'd miss him if and he was killed. Oh, we've had a whale of a time together. Yes, if you're afraid of the dark, fire up your hurricane lamps and put your blue glasses on, and you can't tell the difference. This here tale's about a giant wasp-like creature that sucks on human blood to keep alive. Oh, yes. I calls it the Spooky Whirr, and it's delightful terrifying. A real vampire of a yarn. Once upon a midnight, over 100 years ago, a haunted scientist created a critter out of a small stinging beastie that he found a-buzzing about in the forest. Yes, he suckled it on the true juice of the devil's weed and on flagons of human blood he got from the bodies of the new dead he bought from the ghouls in the neighborhood. He fed it up good, and he fed it up huge, and he kept on feeding it more and more juice and more blood. The whir growed and thrived on its nasty repast till it were thrice the size of a bustin' fat pig. Oh, how pretty. It growed a scaly green armor on its bulging, blimp-long body so it couldn't be killed. Oh, its long, vicious needle a-juttin' out sharp and keen from betwixt the poppin' red eyes in his cannonball head kept a-suckin' and a-slurpin' in the blood till there weren't no more. And when he couldn't find none, he became raging frantic. And in the night, whilst the scientist was a-sleepin', the word drove his terrible needle swift into the heart of his benefactor and pierced him dead. Oh, delicious! All full up with blood and monster mad, he splinter-smashed out the side of the house, a-buzzin' and a-hummin' like a huge demon hornet. He swooshed away into the forest and built himself a nest amidst the tall trees. 'Tis from this horrible nest that he marauds out every night, a-seekin' to quench his thirst on the blood of humans that can't get away. Oh, believe me now, for true, I seen it honest through my long glass. All the ground under his horrid lair is covered with the bones and the awful drained-out bodies of his victims. But his greedy thirst can't never be satisfied. He's always out a-looking for new blood. Yes, he hides in the eaves of the old buildings. He hides wherever it's dark, and he waits for new prey. And whenever a human comes nigh, the dreadful whir swoops down upon him, clutches him up in his great curved talons, and plunges his needle deep into him, and stings him senseless. Oh, wonderful. Then he whooshes away with him to his dismal nest, and he stacks him up rigid with the others he stung and brought there. He stacks them all up live and stiff like cordwood, and he drinks from them. And he gets thirstier and thirstier, and he won't never stop. Oh, it's terrible, terrible. What's that noise? What is it? It's him! I can see him plain. He's right outside my window. He's trying to break into my lighthouse. He's a knocking and a whacking on my storm door. He wants my blood, and I ain't got none to spare. Yes, he's in. The war's got in. He crashed in through my window. My pistol, Get him, pluck his eyes out. Make him blind. Go on, my pistol. Good. Go on, my pistol. Good. You got him. No, my pistol. He got away, and he's flying toward the shore. I must go aloft fast and ring my bell. I got to warn everyone on the mainland. The stairs gets me out of breath. Every time I have to go up especially fast, it just takes all the wind. Oh dear. Oh, faster, faster. Oh, goodness. Oh, I must get up there. Oh, I must get there. Here's the bell, and here's the cord. Now I'll swing it hard. Yes. I guess I better climb the knots on the heavy rope to make it ring bigger and louder. Oh dear. I'm getting twisted up in the rope and tangled in it. I'm caught. Help, Mephisto, go get help. You stupid bird. It's all your fault. I'm ashamed of myself hanging out here in the midair. Oh, the war will get me, I'm sure.